Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chaf Tes Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem will be finishing off Simen Shin Samach Hei. When the very top line was Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us, Afal Pi Shemutu Lishtamesh Tachas HaKorah. We've been discussing over here how to make the fourth wall of a Mavui acceptable to carry within the Mavui. So we've already mentioned many times you can do one of three things, basically, besides obviously sealing off the wall. You could put a lechi there, you could put a korah there, or you can make it suras of Pesach. So he says in a situation where you have a lechi or a korah there, one has to be careful right at that area. And the Mechaber tells us, afal pi shemutu lishtamesh tachas korah, as we learned in yesterday's shir, you are allowed to use the area that is directly underneath the korah or adjacent to the lechi. Nevertheless, lo yeshev adam birosh hamavui v'chevetz biado. Don't go and stand there permanently, so to say. Don't go and specifically look to stand right by the edge of the mavui where it's about to go into the Rishus HaRabim or into the Carmelis over there and stand there underneath the beam, underneath the korah, or adjacent to the lechi with something in your hand. Because we're concerned, you may forget yourself. Shema yizgalgel hachevetz miyadu l'shus harabim. You're suddenly going to drop the ball, drop whatever the item it is that you're holding on to. It's going to roll into the l'shus harabim, and you're going to forget yourself. And before you know it, v'yivenu elov, you're going to go and bring it back to yourself, which will be going from the l'shus harabim, back into the Mavli, which is a Rishos HaYachid. Kivin Shein Heker Beino Lushos Rabim, because there is nothing really recognizable over here. It's not a doorway over here. There is no real Hecker over here between you and the outside. So if the ball or the item that you're carrying drops outside into the Rishus HaRabim, but to the Carmelis, you're easily going to forget yourself and bring it back in. That's when you're dealing over here with a regular lechi or korah. Avol al Pesach hechotzer. If there's a real Pesach over there, which Deir Shu footnote number 36 explains that we're really talking about some sort of a lintel over here, a doorway, entranceway over here. So in this situation, it is permissible to go and carry something right up until the edge and hold it over there. Bein pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, whether it opens up into Rishus HaRabim, bein pasuach l'Karmelis, or even only opens up into a Karmelis. In this situation, it's permissible, sheyesh bo hekera, because when you have this doorway from the courtyard over here, it is going to be much more recognizable than if you just have a lechi or korah going from the mavui into the Rishus HaRabim. Let's understand this a little bit better by reading the Mishneh Berurah over here, Sivkat and Chav Ches. Rosh Shalom, and Mechaber is telling us over here, the Davka al Tzad HaMikra Vahizdamin Mutal Latalto Shom Chavotzov Le'es HaTzorach. That which we said that you're allowed to go and carry underneath the Korah or right adjacent to the Lechi that's over there is only if it's a happenstance. It only just happens that you're walking over there, and you notice you're carrying something. Avalo Yeshiv Shom, a person shouldn't sit there, Bekvias, with a set book, let's say, and sit over there and read. The Chavetz Biyadu V'chuli, with something in your hand over there, because as he brings down from the Maimon Mordechai, in that situation, it's very easy. You're going to forget yourself. It's going to fall out of your hands and go into the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll bring it back into the Mavui, and you'll be overcarrying. Sivkot and Chof Test. The Mishneh Berurah says, Hu adin shlo yeshiv eitz alechi. The same thing, the Mechaber really told us the din by a korah, but the same halach he brings down from the Gemara applies to a lechi as well. Don't sit there bekvias with something in your hand, either underneath the korah or adjacent to the lechi, because you're going to forget yourself, drop it into the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll end up pulling it back by accident. The Mishneh Berurah adds, V'efshur dekashiyesh bo tzuras ha-pesach shori. But if there is a real tzuras ha-pesach there, which is somewhat recognizable, then the mikre hakera, that's called the hakera, and therefore that would be allowed because you won't forget yourself. You'll say, hey, there's a tzuras ha-pesach, I better not go any further than this. However, the Mishneh Berurah points out, umiyu, b'tzuras ha-pesach shalonu, are tzuras ha-pesach, shegovoa ma'od, which are normally much higher than is easily seen with the eye. Bivadi Yasser, this din still applies that you shouldn't go and carry something there bekvias right at the very edge, the less hekera, because it doesn't really suffice over here as a good hekera, as a good recognition point that will remind you that the item has now left the mavi and gone into the Rishus HaRabim. And he says, Vafilu im hamavi pasuach lekarmelis. This is true, not only if it's going into Rishus HaRabim, which would be a real issur d'oraisa, but even if it's only going into a karmelis, which would only be an issur d'rabbanan. Do rak chashasha b'milsa d'rabbanan. The worst that you could do over here would be to pull it back, would be an issur d'rabbanan. Nevertheless, gam ken aser. The rabbi still forbade it over here, because the shchicha lishule, because you can very easily forget yourself and carry it back inside. And this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham and the Maimer Mordechai. Sivvav. Noshim, women. Hayoshua Sal Pesach HaMavi, they're sitting there at the edge of this Mavui as well. The Chadehen Biyodin, and they're carrying their jugs in their hand. So Eimim Machem Biyodin, as opposed to the man, we said, go and sit there like that, because you're going to forget yourself. If a woman has a jug in her hand over there, we don't have to go and protest. She's allowed to go stay there. Obviously, she's not allowed to take it outside the Mavui, but we don't protest if she's standing with her jug there underneath the Korah or adjacent to the Lechi. Why not? How can we make a distinction here between men and women? So the Mechaber tells us, the Kivan, the Midi, the Rabbanu, the whole din over here is an Issa, the Rabbanu, that you're not allowed to do this over here. Therefore, the women aren't going to listen to you. They're going to think it's a Chumrah of some sort, and therefore they're not going to listen to you. And therefore, Mutav Shiyu Shogi goes, Velo Mezidos. It's preferable that they should, in error, do what they're doing, rather than do it intentionally, on purpose, because they're not going to listen to you. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed, Va'afilu b'midi d'araisa. This is true even if the potential issur over here is an issur d'araisa, but it's the rabbis who said that you shouldn't sit here midi rabbanon. So, iyadinon shelo yishmu lanu, if we know that the women are definitely not going to listen to us, then ain lomar lehem, then don't tell them, don't do this, because they're not going to listen to us. The only time we're mechuyev to tell them is in lo dover shemefurish bekra behedja. If it's a beferish pasuk and everybody knows this and they can't, so to say, plead ignorance over here, they really know the din because it's beferish, then we don't say mutav shiyu shogas. It's better that they be unintentionally sitting over here than intentionally sitting, because as we've learned, kidle kamen mitzim tovrei shches siv beis, as we're going to learn over there, and we've learned previously, ayin shom, you can see the details over there. Here we don't apply the rule of mutav shiyu shogos if it's something that they should know about. It's a beferish din, and the details of this are provided to a certain extent in Dirshu footnote number 37. He brings down from over there, shebedover she'enu mefurish b'Torah, something that's not explicitly stated in the Torah. So there's a likelihood that they really don't know it. Yesh litlo shem shogim. We could possibly say that they really don't know it and it's unintentional. And therefore, v'lo yishmu lanu, they're not going to listen to us, machs v'shadova ka b'neim, because they take it leniently. They don't think it's a real din. And in that situation, we say, v'yon omrim shemutim shu shogim v'chule, it's better that we allow them to do it without intention, rather than telling them that it's wrong and that they're going to do it with intention. However, Abba Badavra HaMafurish B'Torah, something that's explicitly stated in the Torah, in that situation, we can't call them unintentional sinners. Everybody should know something like that. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Movui Shenitlu Korosov Olechoyov B'Shabbos. You had a properly constructed alleyway over here with the fourth side being enclosed halachically with either a Korah, a beam, or the Lechi, the vertical post over here. But then on Shabbos, it falls apart. Somebody takes it away. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kut Lamed Aleph wrote Shlomar that either the Lechi or Korishlo, whichever one you were using over here to officially enclose this yard, so whether the Lechi was there or the Korah, you don't need both. You only have one Korah or one Lechi. The Mishnah Berurah adds the same thing would apply if you had a Tzuras HaPesach there that came apart on Shabbos. And this is especially true when nowadays, instead of using Lechi Korah, we frequently use a Tzuras HaPesach. So in this situation, we're talking here that the Mavui became, so to say, unable to be carried in because this fourth wall was no longer halachically enclosed. And that happened in the middle of Shabbos. So what's the din? So afapi shu'utu l'miktzah Shabbos, even though until this point happened, let's say it happened Shabbos morning at 10 a.m. So until 10 a.m. you were allowed to carry in this Mavui. Nevertheless, once the Mavui loses its Lechi, Koru, or Tzuras HaPesach, also mishom va'elech. From that point and on, you're no longer allowed to carry in that area. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kot Lamed Beis, Letaltel Ela B'soch Arba Amos. You can only carry up to Dalet Amos like you can in any Karmelis or Rishus Rabin. Likewise, V'chein also Lahotzi Mi Bayis L'Sham. And you're not allowed to carry from inside the house into this Mavui, or vice versa. And we do not say, V'lo Amrinan, Kan, in this situation, Shabbos Hol V'Hutra Hutra. So once Shabbos already was allowed in this situation to carry up here, let's say till 10 a.m. in my example, so you can carry even after 10 a.m. when the Lechi or the Korah or the Tzuras HaPesach was taken down. And we don't say that you're allowed to do this like we said, K'mo B'Simin Shin Samach Sif Beis. What we did say, Hol V'Lisnu L'Mechitzo. So there are actual physical walls. Here there is no physical wall, and therefore we aren't allowed to go and continue to carry once the Lechi, the Korah, the Tzuras HaPesach has been taken down. The Mechaber continues and tells us that this din that you're not allowed to carry any longer once the Lechi Korah, the Tzuras HaPesach is taken down, is true whether Bein Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, whether you now opened up into Rishus HaRabim, or Bein Pasuach L'Karmelis, or even if you only opened up into a Karmelis, you still wouldn't be allowed to. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Yesh Mi Shomer, there is an opinion, however, this is brought down in the Ber HaGola, in the name of the Truma Sedeshen. And this V'yesh Mish Omer says, the Hani Mili, when is this true? Only Be'ir She'enu Kefes Choma. If there was no other wall around the city, and you really just have over here the Heker of the Lechi or the Korah that we've been talking about. Abul Be'ir Mukefes Choma. But if there is another wall around the city besides what you have over here, then it is permissible, Mutter, to go and carry still within this area the rest of Shabbos. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, the Hare Al Yedei HaChoma, because you have a wall over here, have your kolir rishus sayachid gomer. Technically, the entire city is rishus sayachid. It's enclosed by a wall. V'tikun ha-movoy. And now which you made a tikun on the movoy over here with a lechi or a korah, lo yo ela kedei l'salek diyorei hanochu me'aleim. The whole purpose of that was to separate yourself, so to say, from the non-Jewish neighborhoods over here, that the non-Jewish people over there shouldn't ruin the ability for you to carry. By enclosing your area, you've now made it that it's considered all a shituf mavoyos. And therefore, v'lochein, avshin nistar tikun ha-movoy b'shabbos, even though this tikkun over here of the Mavi, the Lechi, the Korah was destroyed, or even the Tzuras of Pesach, nevertheless, Muti can carry in this area because you still have the entire wall around the city. Because all you really have over here is the equivalent of two chatzeros that didn't make an area together, the Jewish area, so to say, and the non-Jewish area. And now, in the middle, a wall falls down that was separating them. And in this situation, we do say, since you're allowed to carry till now, you're allowed to continue to carry after this as well. Why? Mishum de mechitzos hachitzonos kayamas, because you really do still have a wall here, i.e. the choma around the city. And therefore, v'hochanami v'chagamna, in our case, the same halachic principle applies. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, because of Ataz, this is true, Davka Yoshva lebesof hukva. This is when they first dwelled in the city, and only afterwards they put up the wall. Kistam ayorish lanu, like a normal city is done. First you build a city, and then you make the wall around the city. Does have a rishus hayachid. In this situation, it functions as a rishus hayachid. However, avol im hukfa ul besof yoshva, if they somehow first put up the wall and only then settled into the city, then the eshala din karmelis midrabanan. That's not a rishus hayachid. That would be a din karmelis midrabanan. And therefore, v'yosu tikkun b'mavoy. Now, when they made the lechi of the korah over here, it was lahatir atiltul. It was to allow you to go and carry, because otherwise you would not have been allowed to carry. And therefore, the nafal atikun, once the tikun falls down, also you're no longer allowed to carry. Because the hare machsira mechisasa upasuch lakamas, because now you really don't have a wall around it, there's no hecker even around it, and therefore it's opened directly into a karmelis, which is the rest of the walled city, when the city was had the wall first, and only the people living in it afterwards. The Ramah now adds, and he says, Agah, v'yeshlis mochazil ahatir. You can rely upon this leaning opinion over here, that's brought down the name of the Truma Sedeshen, and you can be matir to carry over here in this situation. But the Ramah says, v'chozeh, this is all true, shayor roi lamod kol Shabbos. That's when it was expected that the lechi of the korah would stay up all Shabbos. Avol imhoya omed listar mi'arav Shabbos, if there was a high likelihood that it was going to be destroyed before Shabbos started. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if Kot Lama Dalet, for example, could go and be Mekomos, Shemetsuyim Nochrim, Shemakalkalon, or some El Shabbos, in a place where the Goyim unfortunately go and knock this down before Shabbos even starts. The Karv Levadehu, Shekalkaluhu, and it's almost certain that they're going to do this before Shabbos starts. So in this situation, also Li'acha Shinista. Then, until it's destroyed, you're allowed to use it, but once it's destroyed, you can't use it. What happens if you're not sure? V'im sofik im nistar mi'ev Shabbos alo. You don't know if it's going to last or not. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed. Hey, I ain't omid lister koi. We're not sure if it's going to last or not. So then, azlin l'kula. Then the Ramah says, brought down in the name of the Truma Sedeshen, that you're allowed to go l'kula over here. You can rely upon the lenient opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Vav, the mukminan law, aches kasa. We're allowed to say that it stays in its chazaka, b'hash tuhu d'nishbar, that only it broke after Shabbos started and not before Shabbos started. Now we go to the final sif, sif ches. Mavoy shenishtatfu bo, v'nishbara korah. You have a mavoy over here where they made a shita from avoyos, and then the korah broke. So that chotzer, also chotzer, sheha erev munach bo, where the actual food is, where the erev chatzeros, the shita from avoyos, is located, in that chotzer, which the erev is located in, and the chatzeros ha-psuchos lo, and other courtyards that are open to it, not via the mavoy, but through windows or doorways directly, one chatzer into the other, they're all allowed to carry mutaros. However, avol chatzeros she'ein psuchos le'otzo chatzer, but the courtyards that are only connected to the courtyard that has the erev, via going through the mavoy, that mavoy is now halachically destroyed, so therefore asuros, you're not allowed to carry from them one chatzer into the other chatzer. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Zayin. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber was telling us, Sha'asu Rak Shituf Mavoyos. They only made one big Shituf Mavoyos over here. Lo'asu Erev Chatzeros, Kol Echo Bibne Atzma Bechatzero. Each Chatzer did not make its own Erev Chatzeros. They only relied upon this one big Shituf Mavoyos. The Afal Pi Kain Mahani. Nevertheless, that would normally work, as long as it wasn't broken. Kedekaim Alon Lakam, Mesim Shin Pei Zayin, as we're going to learn in Mitz Hashem in an upcoming Sim in Shin Pei Zayin, the Sochem Al Shituf Bimokum Erev. That even if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, if they made one big Shituf Mavoyos, that is acceptable. And therefore, if this stays up, they can carry. But if this is broken, i.e. the Korah that is enclosing over here, the Mavoy, is breaking, so then, in that situation, only the Chatzer that has the Erev inside of it, the Sheet of Mavoy's food inside of it, is allowed to carry, or in courtyards that are adjacent to it, that come in not via the Mavoy. But any courtyard that can only reach it via the Mavoy, we said, is no good. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Rotz Lomar, Sheish Pesach O'Chalon, Sheicholum Latalto. You can get from the Chatzer that's adjacent to the area, the Chatzer that has the sheet of Mavoyos inside of it, you can go through a door or a window. Ulahavi Mizulazu, Shalo Derech Mavoy. But you don't have to go into the Mavoy. In that situation, they're all able to be carried in. Sivkot Lamed Ches. But the other courtyards, you're not allowed to. Rotz Lomar, Afilu Omdos Betzad Chatzizu, even if they're adjacent to it physically, Kivin She'ein Lahem Pesach O'Chalol Yosef Chatziv, they don't have any doorway or a window connecting them, the only way they have to connect them is through the Mavoy, Asuras, then you can't carry. The Lesser Le'er of Gabayu, because they're not physically connected together in a halachic fashion, V'lo Motzi Le'isuya Le'er of Derech HaMavoy, Kivin She'nishbar HaKoros, then you can't carry over there because the Korah is broken. Now, v'davko kishinishbar tikkun amavi b'chol. That's only if it broke on a weekday. Avol nishbar b'shabbos, but it broke already on Shabbos. Shari l'talta b'chol ha-chatzeros, kivin she'erev ha-yokayim ben ha-shmashos. Then we have the rule, since you're allowed to carry over here during the ben ha-shmashos period of time, because the erev was up, so v'achvila m'chotzel l'chotzel shari, you can keep on carrying there from one courtyard to the other. And this is true b'ein b'derech b'sochen sh'meneim, b'erech derech chorin. This is true whether it's through open passageways between them or through free roads. The kivin shuta b'mikza Shabbos huta l'chol Shabbos. Once it's allowed on the beginning of Shabbos, it's allowed to continue throughout Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem will see this more. The Kilikam and Bereish Simon Shinai and Dalit. And it's only Rach Derech HaMavoy Yosalatatal. And in this situation, you only can't go through the Mavoy. But as long as you're not going through the Mavoy, you can go from one courtyard to another through windows or doors. But if you have to go through the Mavoy, Asuros, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nem tells us, the Osen Chatzeros Asuros Lataltol, and those Chatzers you're not allowed to carry. Afil Bavayis Echor, also Miched El Cheder. And this is true even in a single house. You can't go from room to room. In Bechol Cheder, Dor Odom, Echor Mivnei Atzmo. If each person has their own room within this house, so to say, Vein Lechavero, Tfisas Yad Behem, and nobody has the right to go into the other person's room, Kemo Shemucha Chsimun Shin Ayin Sif Beis Gimel, as we're going to learn there. And therefore, one has to be very careful. One has to be very careful in a place that doesn't have a tikkun mavoyos for the entire city. The af bevayis echad, even in one apartment building, for example, or a hotel or something like that. Lo yitaltelu shnei shreinim hadorim b'shnei hadorim. You're not allowed to go and carry from one apartment to another apartment over here, unless in lo sh'asu erev chatzeros b'neim, unless you made an erev chatzeros. And there's your footnote number 42 brings down. This is a classical example where you wouldn't be allowed to carry in a malon, in a hotel, or in a hospital, Beis Cholim, unless you made this Erev Chatzeros. We'll wait till we see more of these dinim in Simin Shin Ayin, in Sif Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, you have to be careful in a place where there's a lechi or a korah, or even a tzuras ha-pesach, v'nishbar ha-tikun b'osam ovoy shel Beis HaKnesses, and the tikun falls apart in the area where you have the Beis HaKnesses. Shemunach shom erev, which was a very common place where they would keep the erev over here, the food item, uchahai gavno, or something like that. Im nishbar b'chol, if it broke before Shabbos, shelo yitaltelu shuv b'chol ha-mavoz, afilu yeshlam tikun b'fniyatzman, even if they're each separately set up, but since you've lost this before Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in them. Elo, unless imkenhu beinyon shechol lavi erev etzlam beis haknesses, unless the erev from the beis haknesses can reach them, not via the broken mavoy. Furthermore, v'da'od, the Mishnah Berurah says, d'bemakom she'en osim tikkun b'mavoz v'yir, in a place where they don't make a tikkun b'mavoz throughout the city, tzarech lizor shelo yasu eruv chatzeros, you have to be careful when you make an erev chatzeros, el imken yesh al kol panim b'osu chatzer shnei batim, each one of the chatzeros has to have at least two houses within it to make an erev chatzeros, and likewise, v'cheinu adin shnei batim zeh kineged zeh, u piruhiz b'neim, which is a prosder, you have to have the two houses over here with some sort of a corridor between them, or oshtei chadarim ha-psuchas l'bayis echad, or two rooms that are opened up into one house, or obichatzer ha-smuch lehem, in order for this to work. B'inyin sheyecholun lohavi ya'erev etzlam, in the way that you could go and bring the erev to them, derech pesach o'chalon b'shabbos, via a doorway or a window on Shabbos to connect them, in that situation, you would be allowed to have an erev chatzeros. Furthermore, because of Achronim, the Ba'ofen Zesh, Lawasu Tikkun Mavos, if they didn't make a sheet of Mavayos, if they have a Tikkun for the Mavoy, Lo Yanicho Erev Beveis HaKnesses, Kino Agrak Miachon Abatim. They don't leave the Erev inside the Beis HaKnesses because you can't reach it. Put it in one of the houses. V'im Lawasu Chayim, but if you didn't do this, also Latal Telafilu B'chotzu Beis HaKnesses, then you're not allowed to carry even in the Chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses based upon Asmacha Erev Shemunach Beis HaKnesses, because that doesn't work. So the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses won't work in that situation. You have to put the Erev in the house, and that will work then for the areas that are part of that Chotzer where the Erev is in. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Samachay and today's Shir.